What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am so excited to be joined by an actual comic cartoonist and one of my former improv coaches, my friend Porter Mason.
Hey! Hello! I'm Porter Mason. I draw funny things. I draw cute things.
So, Rooney the Rabbit is your comic, right? And these are family-friendly comics.
Yeah, I like to draw animals. So if anybody out there likes cute little cartoon animals, that's what I like to draw. And they're quick little, what used to be in what were called newspapers, Mr. Eric. That may not be for anyone, mainly for the kids. But these are little comic strips, so they're just quick little things that kids can read and kids could read with their parents. And yeah, there's new ones up every week over at RooneyComics.com.
So, Porter, you're a dad, right, as well?
Yeah, I have two daughters, Nellie and Lulu.
Big shout out to Nellie and Lulu. I heard that today was your last day of school, the day we're recording.
Yes, Nellie survived first grade is what her hat said. She got a hat. And Lulu is going into kindergarten next year.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And a big shout out to Nellie and Lulu. So we're going to get a question today from a family. Three siblings named Bree, Kyla, and Hayden.
This is Bree, and I like cats.
This is Kyla, and I like unicorns.
This is Hayden, and I like Pokemon.
And our what-if question is, what if every time JF Cat sneezed, he sneezed out a bunny rabbit?
Thank you, Aaron.
Eric.
We love your show.
Okay, sneezing out a bunny rabbit. That sounds cute slash uncomfortable.
Potentially painful. It depends on the size of your nose and the size of the rabbit, right?
So we're going to jump into our story. We're going to meet JF Cat. We'll see what he's up to. But he's been telling me recently that he actually wants his own comic series. I keep telling him that I am really, really bad at drawing and it hurts my hand. But he's just been very insistent. So he's been knocking on doors lately.
Let me in.
So, can you just let me start the story first?
Fine.
Let's just find out what if every time JF Cat sneezed, that's me. Thank you. He sneezed out a bunny rabbit. Porter, open up your door.
It's very early in the morning.
Of course it is. I slept for 23 and a half hours to make sure that I would be here right on time.
You could have just set an alarm. You should have slept a normal amount. We didn't. Okay, I've just slept 1 hour. You should have planned your timing. Come in. Come on in.
Thank you. Do you have some coffee?
I mean, I literally just woke up. Okay, I'll make some instant coffee. Sure, I'll put on a pot of water.
Now listen, I know you've been receiving my meow mails.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, you signed me up for this service, Meow Mail, and first of all, you're the only one who sends me these meow mails. I get them all. Can you get that off my computer? Is that possible?
No. The thing is that you opted into it with your imagination. So as long as you are able to imagine, I'm afraid that's just gonna keep happening.
Oh gosh. Well, yes, I have been getting them. You're interested in starting your own comic strip, it sounded like.
Yes, and I was thinking that you could. Okay. Oh, this is what coffee is. I have never tried this before. I don't.
Yeah, it's very bitter.
It's not a.
God. Hey there.
JF Cat had just sneezed out, well, you guessed it, a cute little fluffy bunny rabbit.
Hi. What is this all over me?
Just mucus and coffee. If you roll around in some kitty litter and then rub it off on Porter's rugs, sure you'll feel much better.
That does feel a lot better.
Oh, could you just... Okay, guys, can we... stop bringing over kitty litter to my house.
Everybody needs kitty litter.
I don't know that that's true.
This is certainly a nice place you have here. Do you have some coffee?
Yes, we put on a pot of coffee. I'll go get you a pot of coffee.
All right, listen, Bunny, have you ever drawn a comic or anything?
Well, I'm generally more into landscapes. I do a lot of landscape painting. If you're interested in that, but I can do likenesses pretty well. I can do caricatures.
Yes, caricature on a landscape. I'm thinking me wearing a crown and regal jewelry robes, etc. And then now you just have to come up with something hilarious to write in a bubble above my head.
It's very difficult to come up with comedy immediately on the spot like that. I could think I haven't really gotten to know you in a way. I could stand to understand more about what makes you tick as a person. It would be a very long process if you want to.
Okay, I like where this is going. I'm just, thank you. I think we're both going to have another cup of Joe.
Yeah, here's a new cup. Please just take it slow on this one, okay? Mm-hmm. Take it slow on this cup of coffee.
Don't worry, I lay down kitty litter all over your floor.
God, thank you.
Yeah, in case of any spills.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Oh, no. Ah, oh, it's not better the second time.
Oh, hello. What's this? Oh, this is probably mucus and smells like a... This is a Sanka, I believe. Is that instant coffee? Is that what seems to be all over me?
You seem to know your brands of coffee very well.
Yes, I'm trained very much in the olfactory senses. A lot of rabbits use their hearing, but as you can see, my ears are slightly bent. And,
they're droopy. Yes, very droopy, cute and fluffy and droopy.
I've trained my nose to be quite sensitive.
Tell me, what do you think of this brand of kitty litter? Let me just pour some more out for you.
Please, can we stop with the kitty... Guys, can we stop with the kitty litter? Just everybody... Two of the bunnies are over in the corner, and they seem to be putting kitty litter into my fish tank. Guys, we can't have kitty... That's the opposite of what needs to go into the fish tank.
You know, I've seen fish, you know, when they suck all the pebbles... I thought that maybe, you know what, never mind. Okay, let me just get these fishies out. I'll find a very safe place.
Drop it. Drop it. Out. Out.
Sorry. Instincts.
Well, this is an interesting landscape my friend here is drawing. This is a likeness of you.
Me as a super king / president.
I myself can't draw. I'm really only, again, into the olfactory arts, so I'm not going to be able to contribute to any sort of JF Cat comic.
Nonsense. This is going to be one of those comics you can smell. That's a thing, right, Porter?
I guess it could be, yeah. That's interesting, JF Cat.
Okay, actually. Great. Let's get some of this fish water mixed up with some of this kitty litter and pour some of that coffee on there. Okay, no time to lay down towels.
I can get towels. There's plenty of time. It's 4:30 in the morning. All right, look. Everyone, this is not coffee, all right? I think what you need to do is settle down. JF Cat, this is some chamomile tea, okay? I made some chamomile tea, a cup of that for you.
I've heard that chamomile tea is very good for us. It's just... Okay, that's... It's so, sort of hit the hay fever there.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, what's this? What is this all over me?
Mucus, fish,
yes.
Water, yeah,
fish,
chamomile tea, and, you know, just some coffee for good measures. We're trying to make a comic you can smell. We're really breaking boundaries.
Oh, a comic. Oh, well, I am good with the quips. I'm good with the wordplay. I would be happy to contribute to the wordplay of this, unless there's another rabbit here who's already doing wordplay. I could sort of fit in there.
Now that's what I'm talking about. That's sort of my perfect form of wordplay. I do cat stuff.
Okay, so we gotta think of words that have the sound of cat in them. Like, there's a word called aristocrat. You could say aristocat. Aristocrat is a very sort of famous, haughty, rich person. And we could work that in maybe somehow.
Wow, oh no, this is perfect because look at how regally I've been illustrated.
Yes.
You have added some kind of very interesting smell here.
Yes, what I've done is I've taken some of, I believe it's called garbage.
Oh.
There was some garbage underneath the sink, some old rotten banana peels, and we use these rotting smells often to enhance our senses and to get things going. So what I've done is I've spread, again, garbage all around the walls and the floor. And I've limited it to this room. Well, thank you very much. If we could limit all of this to outside of my house, please.
It's very evocative. I like how we have a very small comic panel, but you have not limited that to the range of where the smells go.
Now, what I'd like you to try is there's a little cup here, what I've prepared, and what it is vinegar. But I want you to drink this and taste it at the same time. So here's a nice hot piping cup of vinegar, I think. JFK.
Yeah, no, I hear that might settle the stomach. And, oh, you know what? No, oh, okay. That was not the...
Oh, no, please. No.
Sorry, Porter. I didn't mean to sneeze directly into your beard that time.
It's fine. There's like a little tiny... Oh,
very,
oh, this
very
is the
tiny
cutest.
Bunny.
Hey there, guys. How's everything going? I hope you don't mind I take out this tiny saxophone and play a little music. I don't know if anyone here is so musically inclined, but I would love to add that to the mix if...
This is perfect. You see, I think I was aiming too small.
JF Cat, if I might, I am a cartoonist, and what's good about this is that even though sometimes when you read cartoons, you're just seeing pictures and words, but a lot of times they can make you think of music and smells. They can take you to another place. Like when we read stories, they can take us somewhere else.
Oh, that's actually very reassuring to hear. You see, this entire time I've thought of that this was kind of a nightmare. It was just sort of trying to make the best of it. I mean, there's four bunnies here and they are just ruining your house.
They are. They are. That is definitely true. But maybe there's something good will come of it. I mean, this is pretty compelling. I've never had a smell-o-vision. No, that saxophone. Really good, this saxophone. I've never been transported to another world like this, as you say, in just one panel. I've also never thought of my house as just a panel itself.
Wow. Yeah, it was scary at first, I have to admit. What? I'm not sure if this is a hairball or a sneeze, but something's
coming. Oh, I was sort of expecting another rabbit.
Oh, sorry to disappoint. I'm just one of JF Cat's talking hairballs.
Oh, gosh. Wow, well, nice to... I don't know what to shake there. Should I shake...
You can shake this probe-like appendage that I'm extending towards you.
Okay. It's not unlike a hand, I guess.
That's furrier than you'd expect. You hear hairball, but they always look slimy.
Well, my point was that I think, JF Cat, that I should be the subject of this comic. You know, you don't have your lead character.
That's true, JF Cat. It doesn't have to be you as the main character. When you write a comic, it could be about anything. It doesn't need to be you.
I think I sort of read into this a little bit without actually thinking it through. Maybe I should have spent only 12 hours napping and a few other hours thinking about what I was going to do.
How did you force yourself to sleep for 23? How does one make yourself sleep for 23 and a half, it was, hours, I believe?
Well, it helps when you've just eaten a pound of your own hair. It kind of, you know, settles you down.
You take credit for that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any artistic talents, really.
Sure. JF Cat, I'm a little surprised. I guess I was just assuming. Let's try to get you sneezing in. I have some smelling salts. I'm gonna put that in front of you. Let me see, is that doing anything?
You know, I think it's sort of like, have you ever experienced writer's block?
Oh.
Yeah, it's like that, but it's in my nose. Oh, wait, no, sorry. That's just, you know what it is? I snorted up one of your fish. Sorry about that.
I have some ideas too.
Oh, the fish. Interesting.
Yes, my ideas are more on a larger level about the entire direction of the arc of the comic story. I'm more of an idea of fish. I generally like to direct, but I would give some notes if you would like on the strip.
Oh, wow, fish. It's so good to finally have another non-bunny that came out of JF Cat. You know, we need an outsider's perspective.
I mean, look, I've been in JF Cat's nose. You know, I've been there. And what I see is the perspective of these rabbits is coming through, but I do agree that the hairball is the more compelling lead. I'm so sorry if I can say that, JF Cat. I'm so sorry if that offends you, but I do believe the hairball is sort of, I'm leaning in that direction.
yeah, you know, I'm feeling like you all have a really good handle on it. Maybe I'll just sort of be like the prop guy, you know, the guy who brings in the kitty litter and lets in the raccoons that have been scratching on the window.
No, please, don't let in the raccoons. That's like a two dozen. There were two dozen raccoons just waiting outside the door.
Hey, I can work as a grip.
Those raccoon hands are so adorable. All right, guys, I'm gonna have to say something here. If you're gonna produce and direct and I guess I film a live comic strip, I guess, in my house, how this is working, I need some peace and quiet. We got to not do it at 4:30 in the morning every time, okay? We're going to have to do this at a scheduled time.
You heard, Porter. Sleep over.
No, I didn't. No, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me say that. I never said that. I never said that.
And all of the bunnies, animate fish, talking hairballs, and raccoons of varying levels of intelligence curled up in a great big ball in Porter Mason's... What room are they in anyway? I can't actually tell from the looks of it, Porter.
They're in the living room, which is where I would usually sit and relax and watch TV and have a nice, well, cup of coffee.
There's still a little coffee left, I think, in this puddle on the floor.
I don't want to drink out of the puddle, if that's okay.
You're lost!
Yes. Man, this puddle is good. Makes me think of a little bit of jazz solo on this puddle.
The end. Right.
Yeah, that's a true story. We're still cleaning up from that.
You know, normally it's my studio.
Right.
I've had to replace the roof in here like half a dozen times.
The upside is that my daughter Lulu does love raccoons, so we've continued to spread garbage everywhere and let the raccoons come in like that.
Wow.
And yeah, so that's been nice. But...
Aw, well, you're welcome, Lulu, then, you know. Oh, and your Patreon is?
Yeah, my Patreon is patreon.com/PorterMason. Porter Mason's my name. I'm the cartoonist, and so that's the Patreon. But yeah, everywhere else, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, it's Rooney Comics. And you can also go to rooneycomics.com, the website. Social accounts, not for kids, but if you can go to the website, that is just rooneycomics.com.
These comics are family friendly and they're very funny, but there's a lot of them that speak to us as parents too.
Yeah.
and grown-ups. And
yeah, so what's actually interesting about that is my wife, Kim, she works in a hospital. She does what's called a child life specialist is the name of her job. And she helps kids when they're in the hospital and they're going through all sorts of emotions, sometimes for the first time. And so one of the things we noticed with the comics is that we wanted to make comics that were about sometimes things and emotions like being upset or frustrated or sad that sometimes kids don't get a chance to talk about. And so it's a way to kind of have some cute comics that are friendly. They're not about heavy issues, but the animals in them do feel frustrated and they feel sad and they feel selfish sometimes. And it's a way to kind of laugh about that, but then also talk about it and say, oh, do you ever feel this way? Is there a time that you've been frustrated? And so I've worked with my wife a lot in making the comics to help them be addressing kind of some emotional things that kids go through. And that's why we did the coloring pages, Eric. I'm really happy to hear that Kyle liked them, because when kids come into the hospital, often what she's having them do is do activities like that, because it helps take your mind off things and it helps get you talking about things that maybe you don't know how to talk about.
Yeah.
And so that's purposely why we have on the Patreon some coloring pages. And like I said, there'll be some learning pages going forward.
It just brings up their value, if possible, even more in my mind, because I love the feelings that they address in just this like four panels and just kind of like isolating this moment or this feeling in an often silly way. It was just really, really good way to get kids just talking.
Yeah, we started leaning into that more, and she's going to help me more and more with some different stuff we want to add. So that's more to come from on the Patreon with some of those learning pages. But yeah, we're going to get into some of, yeah, kind of helping kids learn emotional intelligence too, and that'll be part of the Patreon.
Such an important skill, and you know what? Fun. It's all a lot of fun, no matter any way you cut it. Porter, thank you again so much for coming on the show. Thank you for being my improv coach. I mentioned this to Porter earlier, but when I first moved to LA, I was really kind of like spinning my wheels for a while, and he was such a great coach and really got me back in the spirit of things. And he doesn't know this, but he was one of the coaches I had just shortly before starting this show.
Like, wow.
Yeah. It kind of like got me in that creative spirit again. I hope everyone checks out rooneycomics.com. And I hope to have you on the show again sometime, because this was very, very fun.
I would love to. That it was so much fun. And thank you. This podcast is so amazing. Nelly and Lulu love it. And they'll be so impressed that I was just in the same podcast world as Mr. Eric briefly. They'll be very impressed by me.
Thank you for making my 250th episode
so
special.
250 episodes!
I know!
We didn't talk about this! This is amazing!
it's just what happens when you put out a show every week. It's just the numbers keep climbing. And yeah, I'll be talking to you again soon, and I can't wait for this episode to come out. I hope you all have enjoyed it. All right, bye, Porter.
Bye, 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 everybody.
Garthunkel here to shout out the Berkner girls. Evelyn, age 10. Reese, age 9. Ariana, age 7. And Sloane, age 6. Thank you for choosing me as your favorite character. I wish you terrible nightmares.
I think you mean sweet dreams.
I know what I said.
Okay. Well, thanks to the Berkner family. And I'd also like to thank our guest, Porter Mason. And as always, I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you young artists at home who know that we don't figure out our medium overnight. I didn't even become a podcaster until I was years old. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
National Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.